NFL free agency not officially open, but we already know where a lot of these guys are going. And a couple of new news items that came out of today, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, is now available for anyone to sign him because the Cardinals cut him because they had to give Sam Bradford $20 million guaranteed. And Ndamukong Suh, he is also going to be released by the Dolphins, so he's going to be available. But probably the biggest news out of the day is Joe Thomas announcing that he is officially retiring after 11 seasons in the NFL, and all of which were played in Cleveland with the Browns. And to chat about that and some other things pertaining to the National Football League, we're joined now by former NFLer. He's been on the show many times. Here's A.J. Hawk. What's happening, A.J.?
Not much. What's going on, guys?
Well, I want to get your take on this Joe Thomas story, like his whole career. He's a Lock Hall of Famer. He's a great, great left tackle. We all know about the streak that came to an end this year. But when you look back on it, like, how can you explain to me how a guy of that caliber would stay with the Browns for 11 years?
Well, he's drafted there, and there was always talk, especially later on in his time there, of him being traded somewhere else. That was the last 3 or 4 years, it seemed like there was a point in every season when, or in the offseason, when he was going to get traded to a team that looks to be a contender. And it never really came about for some reason. I'm sure Joe was kind of torn with that. If you think about it, he loves being in Cleveland, and that's where he came up as a player. But at the same time, he wants to win and get in the playoffs. So I was a bit surprised that he actually decided to retire. I know he said it physically, he can't play at the level he wants to anymore, but, man, he did it for so long. It was just so good. You're right. First ballot Hall of Famer, no question.
And, I mean, is there any backstory? Like, did he marry a local girl there? And just, like, I mean, sometimes that happens, right, where you I can only equate it to hockey, where there was the captain of the Arizona, but Phoenix Coyotes, Shane Doan, stayed with the same organization. And sometimes the organization was an absolute tire fire, but he wouldn't get traded at the deadline. He would stick through it. And, you know, when looking at this story, like, there's a couple different things. Yeah, he said his body couldn't hold up, but I'm sure he probably still could have got another contract, so he could have chased some money.
He could have, for sure, yeah.
And that's the thing, like, it's good on him to walk away, but I almost think that he left some money on the table.
Oh, yeah, of course. Any team would have had him if he wanted to continue to play, and the Browns would have loved for him to not retire, but I guess it seemed like he'd been thinking about it for a while now, and he's coming off an injury last year, and I guess felt like his body wasn't recovering or could not recover the way he wanted to. But especially after they made all these moves in free agency, I thought that was like the icing on the cake to get him back. Why wouldn't you want to give it another shot? And they've had different periods of hope throughout his years there, and this feels like, at least early on, there's a lot of hope for the Browns moving forward.
With former NFLer A.J. Hawk, former longtime Green Bay Packer A.J. Hawk, and Jordy Nelson was a longtime Packer who is now a former Packer, and that was a big story yesterday. After a decade with the team, the Packers decided to cut him because they couldn't restructure the deal, and reports are out there they were asking him to pay for or play at a price that just simply wasn't acceptable. But at the same time, they go out there and they also sign Jimmy Graham, and they bring in a big target for Aaron Rodgers. But it's been an interesting offseason for Rodgers because they fired the quarterback coach, and Rodgers went on record saying he wasn't a fan of that, was wondering aloud why they didn't approach him to talk about it. And now they cut his best friend on the team, or one of his best friends and his most favorite target over the past decade. What do you make of this story, and what kind of message do you think the Packers are trying to send to Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know if they're trying to send him a message or what. Of course, he and Jordy are very, very close on and off the field. So I was a bit surprised by it. I think but Jordy's smart, and he knew that he has a high cap number, and they have a lot of money in their receiver room with three elite receivers pretty much under big contracts. So I was just surprised that they weren't able to work out a deal to restructure his contract or give him a little bit of an extension to spread some of the money out, and with the ability to keep Jordy there, because Jordy's never been a guy that he doesn't really care about the big payday. He definitely could have gotten more money if he would have let it go to free agency earlier in his career and got to shop around. But he basically knew how special Green Bay was. He loves it, and he loves playing with Aaron Rodgers, and he played for a discount pretty much his whole career in Green Bay. So that's why I was a little bit surprised that they weren't able to work something out there, and they're moving on from him, which was pretty shocking to me. And I know there's reports that he's visiting a couple different teams, and I would imagine he's going to go somewhere that has a quarterback that can get him the ball, and I think Jordy has tons of great football in front of him still.
When you look at the amount of money being spent this offseason, and specifically quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins gets the guaranteed contract. Sam Bradford gets $20 million guaranteed. What kind of cash do you think Aaron Rodgers is reasonably worth?
Well, he's going to get a little bit more than whoever the highest paid guy is right now. Is that Kirk Cousins? I know he signed a 3-year deal, and it's fully guaranteed, I guess, with $84 million. I don't know if Aaron's going to try to get a fully guaranteed contract, but I always say you're worth whatever someone is willing to pay you. And I hear people talk about different players not being worth a certain amount or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's just a game. Nobody's worth hundreds of millions of dollars to play a game. But if someone is, like I say, if someone's willing to pay you, that's what you are worth. If one team out of 32 wants to pay you $80 million, then that's your worth right there, and you take it. But I think Aaron, if they work it out, I don't know when it happens. He has a couple years left on his deal, but whenever they do work it out, Aaron will be the highest-paid player in the NFL.
And you sit back, being a former player, do you sit back and watch some of these guys signing for money, big, big cash, and have you ever wanted to take to Twitter and just say, like, that guy's not worth half of that? I mean, we saw that in the last couple days where guys just throwing each other under the bus. I mean, to me, those are kind of dinner table conversations, maybe over a beer with other players. But it seems to me like there's guys coming forward just taking shots, especially at a guy like Bradford.
Yeah, I saw that. No, I've never had the urge to go on Twitter and publicly say that. I guess you're right, maybe dinner conversations. I always try to at least limit myself from doing that too much, just because, by the point I made before, if someone's willing to pay him, what's he going to do, turn it down? Like, if you're Sam Bradford or you're anybody else that gets a big contract, and say someone comes to you and says, hey, we're going to pay you $20 million a year to do this, Jay. Nah, I'm not worth it. Give me $7 million. Like, no one's going to do that. Why would you? So if someone wants to pay you the money, you take it and run with it. So I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying for sure. And I think fan bases definitely can get upset at things like that.
Yeah, Sam Bradford, the richest pinata of all time. And he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Why would I care what Eric Weddle has to say on Twitter? You're making $20 million guaranteed. Who cares? You know?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll see where it all goes, man. We're looking forward to it. And we'll be tracking you online. And we'll get you back on the show down the road. Thank you for doing this.
All right, no problem. Thank you, guys.
There's A.J. Hawk, former Super Bowl champ with the Packers, longtime NFLer, current analyst with SiriusXM and Fox Sports. Yeah, if you're Bradford, who cares?
No, you're right.
$20 million guaranteed is $20 million guaranteed. You're not going to get put in a bad mood because some guy chirped you online.
No, not at all. But it's a chirping of the peers. That's the funny thing is, like, how many times have we talked about people's salary on this show?
All the time. In a salary cap world, which is what the NFL is, it's a big part of the daily conversation.
Right.
Constantly look ahead.
Same thing in the NHL. But, you and I, think, last week had a spirited debate about JVR and where he would fit.
Yeah.
And how much, would you leave him on the table or you let him go because $6+ million wouldn't pay it for a guy who's playing 14 minutes a night.
I wouldn't pay it. I've said it many times.
But my point being is that JV, he's going to get $6 million paid from somebody, and he doesn't care what we have to say about
no,
$6 million a year.
Like, but if he gets that or more, I will be Here's the amazing thing about these criticisms is sometimes you try to walk him back and be like, no, it's not a shot at him. It's a shot at management. No, it's also a shot at that guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like Eric Weddle saying that nobody in the history of the league has been paid more for doing less. It's not a shot at the GM of Arizona.
That's a shot.
It's a shot at Sam Bradford.
Like a clear shot.
Yes. That's me saying, as Eric Weddle, I don't think you're any good. You haven't done anything to prove yourself. It's a joke you're making this kind of money.